Over the last 20 years, I've been thinking quite hard to figure out how best to approach cancer treatment and what I can personally do to help. Treatment in the form of modern Western medicine continues to make its mark with various blockbuster drugs that have shown much promise, new diagnostics with yet more accurate scanning modalities aiding the clinicians to tailor treatments to the type and stage of the cancer, and means for more personalised medicine. We are winning. Well, are we really? And at what cost to society and to the individual? I've spent much of my time in the laboratory with the dream of curing cancer as an immunologist, with my research in cancer vaccines and therapies in the UK. I then embarked on a journey and entered medical school as a graduate in the hope of becoming an oncologist and continuing with cancer research. Midway through my junior doctor training, it dawned on me that perhaps I might be able to offer a slightly different perspective to cancer treatment and decided on a career as a general practitioner in the hope of setting up a cancer service with a primary focus on prevention and early diagnosis, and having the skill set to treat patients holistically whilst keeping my scientific roots. We are entering an era where people with cancer will live with cancer rather than die from cancer. As one in two people are now thought to get some form of cancer in their lifetime, I think it is absolutely crucial for us to have a better understanding of this condition, but also what we can do to reduce our risks. Obviously, we can't completely eliminate all of the risks, but having a general awareness of one's health and trying to optimise lifestyle is likely to go a long way. Science and medicine are disciplines that are fundamentally evidence-based. However, it often takes time to prove causation, for example, smoking causes cancer. And we actually intuitively know, without the need for endless experiments or huge epidemiological studies, that optimising our lifestyle, reducing stress and altering mindset will help to reduce this risk. That is not to say that genetics doesn't play a part. It's just that it's thought that only a mere 5 to 10% of all cancers are accountable due to genetics. Advances in modern medicine has meant that we are transitioning to an ever-increasing patient-specific medicine. I suspect we will soon be seeing medicine take on a different form, with most investigation being done in your very own home, treatment tailored to your genetic makeup, and surgeries, if deemed necessary at all, performed robotically and remotely, and along the way artificial intelligence shaping how we practice medicine. But before this becomes a norm, cancer care must continue to evolve with the changing of times. The problem I feel, however, is that there is currently just far too much information about cancer out there. The countless websites, group chats, various feeds on social media, general news and media, not to mention the charitable organisations, the research, the clinical trials and new developments. And that's not even including complementary alternative therapies. Even as a medical professional with a specialist interest in cancer, I find it daunting to look for information and keep up to date with the latest advances. My approach here is to offer a website that empowers you to find what works best to optimise your lifestyle, your physical and mental well-being at whatever stage of your cancer-free journey, and as an extension to this, a clinical service that focuses on prevention and early diagnosis of cancer in due course. I hope this Canshaw Heal It website will make this task a more manageable and personal one for you, with a primary focus on cancer prevention. Often people mention about the importance of quality of life over quantity of life. I'd be extremely happy if, starting with this website, there is enough of an impact on you to be able to achieve both. I have lost family and friends to cancer. It is personal. The fact that you are here means it's personal. Let's get cracking and take your health decisions to the next level. Dr. Paul Chen, General Practitioner.